Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, have you ever heard of open banking? Well, if you haven't, you're not alone. According to a recent survey, globally, more than half of respondents said that they'd never heard of open banking. That's in spite of a large percentage of people using at least one app to manage their banking and finance, which utilizes open banking protocols. Cloud banking platform Mambu conducted the survey into attitudes around open banking, and we're joined now by Mambu's Managing Director for Asia Pacific, Miles Bertrand, to find out more. Miles, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rachel. It's great to be here.
So first of all, in the introduction, I gave a little bit of an overview of some of the statistics that have come out from a recent survey by Mambu, but perhaps we can start off the conversation by just setting the context here. What exactly do we mean by open finance?
I think it was quite surprising to us as well when we saw the statistics. And I guess for those that have been in the industry, open finance or open banking, as it's probably more commonly known, has been sort of talked about a lot. It's certainly very prevalent in Europe. But to the end consumer, it's probably a little bit invisible, because really what it is doing is it's allowing better interoperability between the banks, between fintechs, between organizations that provide services and capability to support the end consumer. You know, traditionally, customers become, you know, they join a bank and they also become really, that becomes their bank for life. Mm-hmm. And because of the way their data and everything is sort of held, it's typically very difficult for them to pick up and move to another bank because all their history is with a single bank, for example. But what we've seen is with the speed that the way banking and services is changing, and actually customers' expectations, the ability that they have more choice, that there's lots of things. The banks and the fintechs have needed to start operating better together. They need to be able to share that data. And it's not just purely from a customer experience point of view, but also really helps with other parts of the application, such as fraud. You know, making sure keeping the financial system stable, making sure that not untoward things are going on as well. So even though not really directly impacting a customer in day-to-day, what open banking is doing is allowing banks and other organizations to work together so at the end the customer becomes the beneficiary of that.
So can you give us a better understanding of how open banking works, for example, here in Singapore, because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, hey, wait a minute, PDPA.
Yep. I think the good thing about open banking, though, is it's not something that's just being done randomly. There's a lot of oversight. You know, you've seen MAS has been heavily involved, making sure that the right processes are in place, the right structures. And banks, when they sign up to join open banking or they start working through that process, they have to meet a lot of obligations around the security of the data, how they share it, accessibility. And so the end is always in mind that the data of the customer is just as protected as it is if it just stayed within your existing bank. So it's certainly something that has a lot of rigor, a lot of oversight from regulators. And that's why it's taken such a long time, certainly, to be rolled out in Europe. But even now through Singapore, it's not going to happen overnight. A lot of the banks need to make sure that interoperability, other organizations that are involved in open banking need to make sure that they've got the right sort of protocols in place, whether it be security, how they manage the data, encryption, et cetera. So it's a very well-regulated thing, and it really is an enabler for the next evolution of how customers are going to be able to bank. They really will move away from being completely locked into a single brand, and it's more about being with an experience.
So can you share with us how Mambu fits into all of this? Because you are a cloud banking platform. So tell us more about your role in open banking.
So I guess Mambu's role is we're one of the next generations of these vendors that provide services to banks. So banks typically will run on the Mambu platform, providing their capability. So it's important for us that we're in the cloud. We are an API first platform. And for those that doesn't mean API is the application programming interface. So that's the way that different systems talk to each other. So data is at the heart of what we do. If we don't have data, and we can't share data, then we can't provide that. So Mambu was architected in a way to allow us to accept data from other systems, store it very securely and encrypted, then also be able to share that data to other systems. You'll hear a term called ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
What we're really seeing with banking these days is they're moving away from big end-to-end single technology stacks, and they're moving more to these interoperable ecosystem approaches. So lots of next generation systems talking to each other to provide a better capability. So we're one of those players in that ecosystem. We sort of sit at the heart of what a bank does and how they operate. Mm-hmm. It's making sure that we then can use open banking protocols, the right security to be able to share that data in between the other systems that a bank may be using, for example.
We're speaking with Miles Bertrand, Managing Director for Asia Pacific at Mambu. So Miles, do you see consumer awareness changing or evolving when it comes to open banking? I'm just thinking on the back of the pandemic, as you mentioned, filling out multiple forms when you're signing up for different banking platforms. We've seen multiple digital banking platforms rolled out as well on the back of what's been happening over the past year. Fintech's really been thrust forward and we've jumped a few milestones. So how do you see consumer attitudes changing towards this? And we'll go into a little bit later about what this means for financial institutions as well.
Yeah, I think customers' attitudes, I don't see them, it will become a thing that they will talk about regularly, open banking, but I think they'll become a better understanding because, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, Rachel, it will become the enabler for these next generations of services. One of the things we have seen through the pandemic is banks were thinking about how they digitize, how they move away from forms and they do things in a much more easier manner and at a faster pace. So typically banks have been planning to do that in 2 years or 3 years and have a very long cycle time. We've seen that accelerate incredibly, that banks need to be able to provide something now to meet the expectations of the customer. And I think open banking is a key enabler for that. But also what we've seen, particularly throughout Asia, is the drive for financial inclusion. You know, and what the pandemic has done, people don't want to use cash anymore. They mm-hmm. want to move to digital wallets. They want to move to digital money. So it means the banks have had to accelerate a lot of these programs so they can move away from the paper process. They can move away from cash and give digital access. So we're seeing a real drive in a lot of markets, not just about digitization, but also financial inclusion. So they can actually provide this capability to the masses, because mm-hmm. in some markets, you still have a very, very high percentage of underbanked or non-banked in a lot of the Asia Pacific markets.
So what's next then, Miles? How do you think things are going to evolve going forward? And what impact would you say the pandemic has had on the evolution of open banking?
I think open banking, as I said, you're going to see more and more other organizations come into the financial services space, mm-hmm. and open banking is an enabler for that. So the likes of a Grab, launching the super app, providing financial services into the marketplace. So you're seeing the rise of the challengers, whether it be telecommunications companies, Grab, as examples. So I think you're seeing a lot of those come in open banking. I think what we're really seeing a bit of a trend is that it's not that the banks become irrelevant anymore. It's more that customers will be more in control of how they bank and who they bank with and what type of financial services they're using. So they may have a digital wallet, for example, mm-hmm. sitting with a Grab, but then they may still have their mortgage sitting with a DBS or an OCBC as an example. So you're going to see that sort of customers a lot more comfortable that they can actually do a variety of different financial services with different organizations, but still know that they can consolidate their data, consolidate who they are, with open banking being a key driver for that.
Wonderful. Well, Miles, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights with us today.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Miles Bertrand, Managing Director for Asia Pacific at Mambu. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.